This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh, in a short while from now. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Ken Betwa River Linking National Project, the country's first interlinking of rivers project under National Perspective Plan. The project will be launched to mark the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee as Good Governance Day today. Madhya Pradesh Governor Mangubhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patel will also be present in the programme. The Prime Minister will also release a commemorative stamp and a coin marking the birth anniversary of Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 100th birth anniversary at the Sadaiv Atal Memorial in Delhi. Former President Ramnath Kovind, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Union Minister and BJP President J.P. Nadda, among others, also paid tributes to Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to educationist and social reformer Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, apart from being an active freedom fighter, Pandit Malviya remained a pioneer of education in India throughout his life. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will dedicate more than 10,000 newly established multi-purpose primary agricultural cooperative societies, dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation in New Delhi today. He will also distribute registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies during a national conference of cooperatives. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and promote financial inclusion. These will also enable rural population to benefit from various schemes and participate in the nation's economic progress. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the nation on the occasion of Christmas. In a social media post, the President said that Christmas reminds Jesus Christ's timeless teachings of love, kindness and compassion. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also wished that this joyous occasion illuminates homes across the nation with warmth, love and harmony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished that the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ show everyone the path of peace and prosperity. Women and Child Development Department of Delhi Government has clarified that Mukhyamantri Mahila Samman Yojana has not been notified by the Delhi Government. In a public notice, the Joint Director of the Department said that it has received information through media reports that a political party is claiming to give 2,100 rupees per month to the women under the Mukhyamantri Mahila Samman Yojana. The department said any private person or political party who is collecting forms from applicants in the name of the scheme is committing fraud and has no authority. It also emphasized that the question of acceptance of the form and application for registration under this non-existent scheme does not arise as no such scheme is in existence. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva has alleged that Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal is cheating the people of Delhi in the name of Mukhyamantri Mahila Samman Yojana. On the allegation, Aam Aadmi Party MP Sanjay Singh said, action will be taken against officers who released this notice. He said people of Delhi have faith in Arvind Kejriwal. In Afghanistan, at least 15 people have been killed as Pakistan launched a series of airstrikes on the Barmal district of Paktika province late last night. According to Afghan media, the strikes targeted Pakistani Taliban and were carried out in a mountainous area in Paktika province bordering Pakistan. However, Pakistani officials have not officially confirmed the airstrikes. Taliban's defense ministry condemned Pakistan's airstrikes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.